This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The complete second season of House of Cards is now officially upon us. The hit series from Netflix went live at the stroke of midnight last night, Pacific time. And besides the actual plotline of that show, the buzz about it has been all about how Netflix is transforming itself from a rental service to an internet television producer. Marketplace's Queen of Kim was in the Netflix control room last night up near San Francisco as the show went live online.
Are we ready? 1 minute.
The new world of internet TV is really geeky. I'm in the Netflix war room. It's a conference room with a big table in the middle. And as we approach midnight, a bunch of engineers are staring at their laptops.
3, 2, 1, Houston.
Episodes are up. Maxine, what do you have on iPad?
We have play starts in Europe.
The number one show on Netflix right now is House of Cards Season 2.
Yeah, all right.
Jeremy Enberg is Netflix reliability architect.
We've probably got, sitting around the room, an Xbox, a PlayStation, a Nintendo, Apple devices, Android devices, a couple of different TVs from our partner manufacturers.
The engineers can tell in real time how many people are streaming the show on these devices and where they are. Joris Evers is Netflix spokesman. He says that's just a fraction of the data they gather.
We monitor what you watch, how often you watch things. Does a movie have a happy ending? What is the level of romance? What's the level of violence? Is it a cerebral kind of movie, or is it light and funny?
Evers says Netflix uses this data when it decides which original programs to buy.
House of Cards was obviously a big bet for Netflix, but it was a calculated bet, because we knew Netflix members like political dramas. We knew that Netflix members like serialized dramas, that they are fans of Kevin Spacey, that they like David Fincher.
Netflix's move into original programming is all about taking viewers from other media companies, especially HBO. Brad Adgate is an analyst at Horizon Media. He says Netflix has more online subscribers than HBO, but when it comes to making money, Netflix is David to HBO's Goliath. But Adgate says Netflix does have its slingshot.
I think right now Netflix does have a competitive advantage over HBO because of the analytics.
Adgate says networks like HBO still rely in large part on Nielsen data. But Netflix is getting data that's more textured, granular, and valuable when it comes to determining audience preferences.
And I think that that's the way television and streaming video is headed. But I think right now streaming video is in the lead.
Adgate says it's just a matter of time before HBO and the other premium channels catch up. From the Netflix War Room, I'm Queen of Kim for Marketplace.